Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the Holy Gospel lesson as Jonathan just read, under the theme this morning, Erku Kai Edi, come and see. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we have now come to the second Sunday after the Epiphany. Epiphany, kind of a funny word. Epiphany means to show forth or to make known. Today, the Son of God, Jesus, is showing forth His mighty power. Today, the Son of God is making known His all-knowing power. Today, Jesus is showing forth and making known that He is the Christ, the one and only true Son of God, the Savior of your very soul. Therefore, today Jesus invites you, and through Philip to Nathanael, He provides for us an example. He calls. He calls and He extends an invitation. He extends an invitation to you and your family and your friends to come and see. Come and see the Son of God who fulfills all the Scriptures. In verses 43 and 44, these first two verses today describe the beginning of our Lord Jesus' ministry. He has been baptized, and He now continues His mission. He continues His mission by calling men. By calling men into the office of the holy ministry is essentially what Jesus is doing. And He begins to teach and to prepare them. He continues to fulfill the Scripture as He makes known the most important truth, that He is the Son of God who has come as the sacrifice, to sacrifice Himself for the sins of the whole world. Jesus comes to Galilee here on the fourth day, according to John's Gospel, and He finds and He calls Philip. Did you hear what I just said? Jesus comes to Galilee and He finds and calls Philip. It's not Philip who's making a decision for Jesus. Oh no. It's Jesus who seeks and finds and calls. And Jesus says, follow me. Jesus' words imply to Philip that he is to trust Him. He is to trust this Nazarene, this man who was baptized by John the Baptist and is now calling out for men to follow Him. He is calling out to Philip to continue to grow in faith. Jesus calls out to Philip and He invites him to be a student of His traveling school of discipleship, the first seminary. Something that these young men and I and all pastors are familiar with. You see, Jesus didn't just travel around Galilee and Samaria and Judah, walking around with a group of men because He thought it was fun. No, Jesus was about His mission of teaching, teaching, teaching. And in His teaching, He was telling His disciples to go out, to find, and to invite, to come and tell people to see the truth of who He is. You see, this applies specifically to our seminarians and to your pastor, but it also applies to each and every one of you. You too have been called. You too have been asked to make a commitment to your Lord. After all, you say you're a Christian. And if you are a Christian, then you're asked to follow your Lord. Remember what He said? If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus' invitation to each and every one of you is found in His word. It is an invitation to sinners like you and like me to keep trusting in Him because He is your Savior, and to keep growing in your faith as you follow His commands and listen and hear and take to heart His teachings. Remember what Jesus says. Yes, you will take up your cross and follow Him, and you will be persecuted because of My name. But always remember that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. He has taken your sin and bore them here to His cross. Therefore, you have nothing to fear. Yes, even in our sin, for we know that we are sinners, for we have just confessed our sin. We know that because of what Jesus has done, we know that as the children heard, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, even the sin of abortion. He cleanses, He forgives, and He leads back to the truth of His word and the truth of His blood that cleanses and forgives. Come and see the Son of God who reads and knows your very heart. And we see this in verses 46 through 49. He has found Philip and he has called Philip. And Philip, in his exuberance, in his joy, he goes and finds his friend Nathanael. And he calls to Nathanael and he says that we have found him. We have found the one who is promised in the law and the prophets. He is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael, also known as Bartholomew, is a devout man. Nathanael knows the scriptures. And as you see on your reading insert this morning, Nathanael makes that famous statement. Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? My friends, Nathanael isn't making fun of Nazareth. He isn't saying Nazareth is some backwash, some little town that is of no importance. No, Nathanael is a devout, faithful man, and he knows the scriptures. And in this statement, Nathanael is revealing his knowledge and his faith of the coming Messiah. He is a student of the scriptures, and he knows that his Messiah will come. But his Messiah will not come from Nazareth. The Messiah will be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. Nathanael is revealing that he knows the Word. And he knows that the Messiah is coming. And when he hears Philip, he objects. But notice what Philip does. Philip hears his objection. But does Philip argue with Nathanael, his friend? Does he try to make some philosophical or theological statement that will change his mind and heart? No, it doesn't work. Philip knows it won't work. So he says, Erku kai edi. Nathanael, come. Come and see. My friends, this applies to us in this day and age. We know the scourge of abortion. And we know what it does, as you heard with the children's message. And yes, there are people who firmly believe that this is the right thing to do. But when we get in their face, if you will, and we try to change their mind or their heart by using sound theological reason, that's true. Do they listen? Not always. Very rarely, actually. So what argument should we use? The same argument that Philip uses. I hear your objections, but come, come and see, come and hear what I have heard and what I believe. Just come and see. That's the answer to all doubters, to place them into the hands of their Creator. Yes, they themselves have been created, and they themselves have been born of a woman. So therefore, if they truly believe in life, then they will come and hear the one who will give them life and give them life to the fullest. We see today that Nathanael comes. Nathanael comes and sees and believes, and Nathanael is saved. Jesus sees into the heart of Nathanael. Truly, here is an Israelite in whom there is nothing false. Jesus confirms that Nathanael knew and believes in the promise of the coming Messiah. And Jesus reveals Nathanael's heart and fully displays for everyone there that this is a devout, believing man. The Lord's words convince Nathanael. It's the word who changes the heart. It's the word who convinces. It's the word who changes the mind. And in that, Nathanael responds, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." This is a bold confession. A bold confession by Nathanael. And it's the same bold confession that each and every one of you have made or will make here at this altar. It's a confession that your Lord will hold you to, just as he held this confession to Nathanael and to Peter and all his disciples. And yes, even doubting Thomas. Yet what did Jesus say to Thomas? "You have seen and therefore you believe, but blessed are the ones who believe but have not yet seen." Oh, but my friends, here at this altar, you do see your Messiah. For he does come, and he comes to serve you. He comes to serve you with a visible word, body, and blood. He comes here in this place to proclaim to you his saving gospel, the spoken word that enters into your ear and takes root into your hearts and changes you, makes you his children. And here then at baptism, you are prepared for this word to take root into you and grow and to flourish. Here the word is also in the water. You see, it's all about Jesus. Church is about Jesus, it's not about you. Church is about Jesus, it's not about your pastor. It's about what Jesus is here to do for you. Only for you, for you, for you. Therefore, come and hear and see. Come and hear and see the Son of God, who opens for you and brings you, each of you, into his kingdom. Last week we heard of the heavens being torn open and the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove. Remember the dove, a symbol, an ancient symbol of sacrifice, and that dove lands on Jesus, the very Lamb of God, who will sacrifice himself for you and for me and for those children who are aborted, and even for the woman and the father who allows the abortion to take place, and even for those vile doctors who perform these vile procedures. Yes, Jesus has even died for them. We see today that the heavens are open and descending upon the Son of Man, and ascending from the Son of Man are the angels. In verse 51, it kind of reminds us of Jacob's dream. Remember Jacob's dream? He had a dream of a great ladder coming down out of heaven, and angels were ascending and descending on it. But in what Jesus tells us today, there is no ladder, for He is the mediator. He is the one by whom we enter into heaven. It is by Jesus and only by Jesus and through him can you and I come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. This is all for his glory. The glory that you have been hearing about. The glory that was laid in a manger. The glory that was in the temple speaking with the priest. The glory that was baptized. The glory that will now go forth and call his disciples, and the glory that will heal and will drive out demons and raise the dead. The glory that will ascend the mount and be transfigured. The glory that will descend from the mount and go to his cross. And there we fully see his glory revealed to all men. The glory that is laid in a tomb and rises on the third day. the glory that ascends into heaven, and the glory that will come one day, and you and I with our own eyes will see Him. The glory of the one and only, the glory of the Son of God. Yes, my dear friends, He is always with you. He will never leave or forsake you. The glory of God surrounds you and fills you and leads you. But most of all, my dear friends, and the most important thing for us, especially on this day when we remember all those children who have been murdered, we remember the one who feeds us, who nourishes us, and we remember the one who has found you, the one who has found me, and the one who declares to us that all our sins are forgiven. Forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Forgiven, and therefore heaven is open. And it is by this Lamb and through His blood that we come into the presence of God Himself. Thanks be to Jesus. Come and see. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.